When Drexler came to see the prototype, he had some criticisms. I thought the space was too chopped up and not clean enough. There were too many distracting architectural features and colors. He emphasized that a customer should be able to walk into a retail space and with one sweep of the eye, understand the flow. Jobs agreed that simplicity and lack of distractions were keys to a great store, as they were to a product. After that, he nailed it, said Drexler. The vision he had was complete control of the entire experience of his product, from how it was designed and made to how it was sold. In October 2000, near what he thought was the end of the process, Johnson woke up in the middle of a night before one of the Tuesday meetings with a painful thought. They had gotten something fundamentally wrong. They were organizing the store around each of Apple's main product lines, with areas for the PowerMac, iMac, iBook, and PowerBook. But Jobs had begun developing a new concept, the computer as a hub for all your digital activity. In other words, your computer might handle video and pictures from your cameras, and perhaps someday your music player and songs, or your books and magazines. Johnson's pre-dawn brainstorm was that the stores should organize displays not just around the company's four lines of computers, but also around things people might want to do. For example, I thought there should be a movie bay where we'd have various Macs and PowerBooks running iMovie and showing how you can import from your video camera and edit.